From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. President Barack Obama says the U.S. is fully lifting the 50-year ban on the sale of military equipment to Vietnam.
I believe that the relationship between the Vietnamese people and the United States can be one of the most important in this critical part of the world. And I believe that the upgrade in our ties that we've achieved today will deliver greater security, prosperity, and dignity for both of our peoples for many decades to come.
At a joint press conference in Hanoi with Vietnam's president, Mr. Obama said the two countries still have differences over human rights and that each individual weapons sale will be reviewed on a case-by-case basis. Mr. Obama will give a speech in Hanoi Tuesday, expected to focus on improved relations between the United States and Vietnam. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has issued a call for better international cooperation in dealing with the world's largest humanitarian crises. Mr. Erdogan spoke Monday in Istanbul at a two-day United Nations-backed humanitarian summit. The meeting convened against the backdrop of a migration of Syrian and Iraq refugees into Turkey. Italy says rescue vessels operating off the coast of Libya pulled more than 2,500 migrants to safety on Monday. It says the number of refugees is increasing as the weather improves in the Mediterranean area. Media reports say a series of bomb blasts Monday in two Syrian coastal cities left at least 100 people dead and dozens wounded. Four bombs exploded in Jable, killing at least 53. 48 people were killed by explosions in Tartus. Both cities are government strongholds. This is VOA News.